WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's 10th Elementary School will take more time to be built.
School Board President Valerie Yokin says instead of the fall of 2018, it'll be the fall of 2019 to open the campus at Holloman South and Rock Prairie. One of two reasons is fewer elementary students after the owners of multiple apartment complexes kicked out families and started renting to college students.
And with that, it kind of gives us an opportunity to work with the city to perhaps not be quite as rushed to open that next elementary.
Action at last night's meeting included naming middle school number 3, Welborn Middle School, scheduled to open in the fall of 2018, 90 years after the Welborn School District became part of what is now CSISD. Board approved the contract to renovate Cypress Grove and Oakwood Intermediate Schools, $1.6 million project, part of the bond issue approved by voters in 2015. And the board approved a 5-year contract at the Brazos County Sheriff's Office for providing 5 school resource officers at CSISD high schools and middle schools. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time in the 98-year history of Bluebell Ice Cream, the company will not be led by a member of the founding family. Succeeding Paul Cruzy as president is Vice President of Sales and Marketing Ricky Dixon. Dixon has been with the company for 36 years. 5 state senators and 5 state representatives filed a package of 18 bills to what they call a pushback against the planning, construction, and operation of a high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. One of 3 bills filed by Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner calls for the state to give no money.
If TCR is going to say they don't want state money, this is a private enterprise, and they need to put their money where their mouth is and give assurances to the legislature that we're not going to be left holding the bag long term.
Shortner's district includes Leon, Madison, and Grimes counties where the bullet train would be built.
And you have a group of lawmakers both in Dallas and Houston that want to subsidize it because it provides some benefit to those areas, but really in totality to the state and to the taxpayers doesn't provide any benefit.
On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Schwartner said a second bill would require Texas Central Partners to post a bond covering the cost of restoring land they took if they go out of business, and a third bill stating TCP can acquire land only for high-speed rail. Baylor Scott & White Medical Center in College Station has the grand opening of its $6 million cancer center this afternoon. Jason Jennings, the president of the Baylor Scott & White College Station region, says the 10,000-square-foot facility was part of the original plans when the hospital opened nearly 4 years ago.
If you look at the facts, 1 in 3 people leave Brazos Valley for their cancer care, and we'd like to keep them closer to home, close to their family, close to their friends, close to their church members. That social support is so important. So we've got the latest and greatest equipment.
Today's reception and open house, which includes a Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting, starts at 4:30.
Oh, what a night. Late December back in 63.
You can make it a great night with Jersey Boys, the award-winning musical presented by MSC Opus. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons start performances tonight and run through Sunday.
It's about 4 blue-collar guys who started at the bottom, rose to the top, then dropped way back to the bottom, and then somehow climbed that ladder and got back up to the top. And it's, you know, it follows their trials and tribulations, and it's also, you know, set to a soundtrack of music that everyone knows and loves, and it's a true story.
Corey Giacoma, who plays Bob Gaudio, says it's a history lesson while you're enjoying a Broadway musical.
It is so much fun. It is the highest energy show I've ever been a part of. And also, you know, if you don't think you know the story of the Four Seasons or the songs of the Four Seasons, I promise you, you'll come see the show and you'll hear songs and you'll be like, oh, wait, I know that song.
For tickets, call the box office at 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 54 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 this morning, or you can always go to the website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR. BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley. BCR!
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank. Serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
If you've been thinking about changing banks, why not give us a try? We really do make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure is located directly over the top of the state this morning. Lots of sunshine and a very warm day developing. Temperatures close to 80 this afternoon. Will be clear, mild tonight.
Yeah? What happened? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Where'd our weather go?
Okay.
So I guess he was done.
Don't know where the audio went.
Interesting.
Strange world we're living in today.
You know.
All right, we're going to try again. No, I can't. It won't load up. Okay. Huh. Well, that's... I'm pretty pumped about that.
I mean, the part that he forgot pretty much is just, if you've forgotten, you're listening to WTAW.
That's it. Now this computer's frozen. Okay, so I'm pretty happy about it. Let's see. Okay, here. No? All right, well, we'll restart the right computer. Isn't it sunshiny outside? I mean, you know, that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just looking outside about the traffic. Northbound right here by the beautiful Crystal Park Plaza is pretty well down to a standstill.
Here, let's go to our live sky eye.
Our live sky eye.
That's me. No, that's me raising the blinds. No, it's okay. It's taken care of now. It was just, I guess, one more person who was looking to see what was going on out there. All right.
So the computer has forgotten that it's Wednesday and not Monday, right?
Let's try again here.
High pressure is located directly over the top of the state this morning. Lots of sunshine and a very warm day developing. Temperatures close to 80 this afternoon. Will be clear, mild tonight. Yeah. It'll be 55 to 60 overnight. Sunshine and warm tomorrow. We're probably going to reach 80 to 85. Tomorrow night turning partly to mostly cloudy. Chance of a stray shower, 55 to 60. Partial sunshine and 75 to 80 as we head through Friday.
Okay.
I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hello. Everything seems to be all right now.
Cool.
British scientists say that startled honeybees emit a little bitty whoop noise when jostled or headbutted by another bee. The team described their findings this week in the journal PLOS One, which is over across the ocean. Bee societies, you see, astoundingly sophisticated and complex. There are strict hierarchies in which every bee knows its job and its place. Dang, wish we had that here. To keep this social machine humming along, hear what I did there, bees rely on multiple forms of communication. There's chemical signaling, electrical impulses, and gestures like the waggle dance, plus sound. One of the most common sounds is a quick little bzzz that is used often in crowded colonies. Bees seem to make their noise when they ask another bee for food and as they interfere with another bee's waggle dance, like tapping them on the shoulder, I guess, a move that tells the second bee to change its plans because the buzz seems to be used to abort the waggle dance and any other foraging that might follow. It's basically a stop signal.
Oh.
So they're communicating with one another.
Yeah.
We can't hear it, but clearly they can. So
that's how they do it.
Good for them.
That's why, you know, they say if you, like, step on a bee, you better be careful because it's sending signals that there's a threat and other bees will be coming to get you.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that before?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Usually, if you step on a bee, it hurts.
That's true, or you kill it.
Oh, I guess if you're barefoot.
Bare feet. Yeah, that's kind of a Chelsea thing.
I walk
thing,
around
though,
barefoot all the time, so that's how I kill bees.
Okay, so
Mr. Downs over the intercom yesterday said something about I found a sock. Just letting everybody know I found a sock.
Yeah.
Reber, I'm looking at you.
Exactly. He wanted to blame the sock on me. He goes, it had an athletic look to it.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Trying to backhand and compliment me.
Okay, tell me about Amber Tamblyn, the actress.
Yes.
Y'all know what
she's
what
been in stuff.
From? Okay.
Yeah, I need to look her up real quick.
Okay.
I forgot she's been in.
She was, okay. Let's see.
That's not the American Beauty girl.
She
is
was
it?
Sisterhood no. of the Traveling Pants.
Correct.
It says yeah. here.
Correct. That's what I most okay. know her
well,
from.
She's married to an actor named David Cross, who is a weird guy.
Right.
Bald headed, got a mustache. He's on
Arrested
Development. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, they have now welcomed their first child into the world.
Okay.
Amber announced the event on Instagram yesterday, saying, "Quote: David and I are proud to announce the birth of our daughter." Daphonis Petunia Brittany Schertzoid von Feinstein Mustard with RBG Cross Tamblyn Bay Jr. You don't think that's going to affect that girl, do you?
I mean, nah.
Yeah.
Do we want to guess that's a joke?
Well, yeah.
Maybe knowing, it's just Brittany.
Knowing David Cross, doesn't surprise me because he's pretty funny. But,
yeah. David's, and I don't know anything about her. Anyway, so then they had the hashtag, the future is female. She's 33, he's 52. They've been married for 5 years.
He's
so.
Super liberal. I don't agree with his politics, but his humor
he's
and
funny.
Stuff is
no,
funny.
There's
yeah.
no
oh,
doubt
yeah.
on Arrested Development. He is quite
Mr.
funny.
Show, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, over 10,000 Japanese men brave freezing temperatures to attend the country's annual Naked Man Festival.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm figuring most of them probably shouldn't have been, you know, but
and
I'm
they
saying.
Hold it in the month of February?
I don't know. That seems like the calendar might be a little less busy in February. Maybe that's why they do it, but from a temperature standpoint, probably.
Biological standpoint, probably yeah. should be done in like June.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. So WGN America getting ready to do a movie about the life of Jack Daniel.
Oh.
Jack, as you may know, was a Civil War era moonshiner who began distilling moonshine as a boy, went on to build the world's biggest whiskey empire in Tennessee. Hollywood Reporter says the movie is going to be called Blood and Whiskey. Is based on Peter Krause's biography, Blood and Whiskey, The Life and Times of Jack Daniel. Huh. No stars have been cast yet, but it'll happen.
Cool.
All right. So, did you see the video on YouTube? I saw it this morning of a guy walking down the street in Brazil and a tire off of a vehicle that was passing by came off the back of the van and struck him from behind?
Ooh. No.
I mean, this thing is bouncing along, and it hits him splat on the back of the head. Well, he face plants into concrete.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
like
about
you do.
That.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Somehow, he was able to survive. I mean, I looked at that and went, that guy's dead.
Oh, wow.
But he's not. He survived. But it's an amazing... It's out there. I just I don't know exactly what you should Google because I had a direct link to it. But
I saw a video of the same thing happen to a guy who was filling up gas at a gas station. He's just standing there filling up his gas, and a truck tire came off.
Wow!
Smashed
wow.
him.
Wow! Did he live?
He lived. Yeah.
All right.
Wow,
okay.
It's got to be painful.
You know, but let's shelter our kids. Let's keep them inside. Don't let them drink from the water hose.
Because there could be rampaging tires out there on the road that could hit you in the back
and
of the head.
You can't do
That's
anything
right.
about
That's
it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So
live
there.
For today.
That's it. All right. So we've already talked about NASA today, trying to expand the definition of planets so that we can be more inclusive. Is NASA trying to hide evidence of extraterrestrial life from us?
I bet they are.
Mm-hmm.
Video and picture taken by the Solar Heliospheric Observatory seems to show a UFO crashing into the sun,
Ooh.
Causing a large flare. Other pictures released by NASA last September allegedly show an alien mothership fueling near the sun. A black cube was placed to block the ship, placed in the picture. They've got the video out there if you want to see it.
Ooh.
So if you think that's what's happening out there,
creepy.
That's fine. Yeah, fine. Early books from some of the most famous scientists in history have been stolen from a recent rare book heist in London. Three thieves made off with more than 160 antique books from people like Leonardo da Vinci, Copernicus, Galileo, Isaac Newton, a 1569 edition of Dante's Divine Comedy was also stolen. Value of the rare books, $2.5 million. Life Science, for their part, says they were stolen from a warehouse, Mission Impossible style, by boring holes into a skylight, and rappelling down, just like Tom Cruise did in the movie, down 40 feet on rope into the warehouse, evading the motion sensor alarms. Break-in occurred sometime between the 29th and the 30th of January. What?
Did they almost drop him and then, like, he, like, did his arms and legs out?
Yeah. Oh, see, I don't know. I'm not exactly.
Sweat from his
glasses. Not exactly sure. The break-in did occur, though, like I say, late January. Authorities still investigating the theft, but their leading theory is that they were stolen by a specific collector. Collectors say nothing like this has ever happened in the rare book trade. But again, you know, if you could take $2.5 million out in basically a satchel, you know, that, but again, much like the Tom Brady jersey.
Exactly. What are you going to do with it? Mm-hmm. Keep it in your house?
Yeah. You're going to be able to show your really close friends that until they turn the police?
Until they're not your friends anymore.
Yeah. Wrap it in the Tom Brady jersey and stuff it all under the couch. How's that? Got it. Works.
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. If you're frustrated and not sure what to do, come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. With a new year and a new president, we are keeping up with the changes as they happen. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
Bella, knock it off. Sit, Bella. I said sit. Why won't you listen to me?
You need Sit Means Sit dog training. Can they get Bella under control?
Absolutely. Any dog, any age, and any problem. Sit Means Sit provides training that will make Bella a happy, confident, and obedient dog. They offer free in-home training consultations.
What's their number?
979-530-5577. Check out their new training facility on McCullough Road, first left after America's Country Store on Welburn. Sit Means Sit, making happy dogs and even happier owners.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's 8:22. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. So NASCAR threw a bash at the Kansas Speedway back in October to thank Sprint Corporation for stock car racing's top sponsor for 13 years. More than 800 Sprint employees received hot dogs and burgers and all that kind of stuff. One thing was missing, though, a new sponsor. Despite knowing for 2 years that Sprint was leaving, NASCAR did not announce a replacement until December, when it announced Monster Beverage Corporation has the new naming rights for the top tier of the racing circuit. Here's the deal. And Monster paid $20 million below NASCAR's asking price and got nowhere. The deal was a $100 million deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's now been basically marked down to $20 million. The bottom line is that people are not going to NASCAR races like they used to. Now, not a NASCAR guy. Okay, I'm not a NASCAR guy.
I'm not either.
And I don't
girl.
Yeah, don't pretend to do that. And, you know, I've been to a couple of races, and that's fine, but it would be interesting to know why all of a sudden it's not working anymore.
Such a huge drop off, it seems like. Yeah.
Because only 5 years ago there were tracks that, well, they built a track in Kansas.
Well,
in Kansas.
Yeah. And is it kind of like when Tiger Woods was the big face and name of golf and kind of put golf back on the map? Is it that they don't have a face like that anymore or currently right now? I don't know enough names in NASCAR.
Well, here's the deal.
I know old names.
NASCAR is basically owned by a family.
Okay.
The France family. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically their deal. They would decide who got the sanctions on the racetracks, whether or not, you know, and that's what happened is Kansas had to make sure that they were going to get sanctioned before they were going to go build a track.
Right.
And so the France family did that. But the king himself, Richard Petty, mm-hmm. who was arguably the Tiger Woods, if you will,
right.
would be of racing, mm-hmm. Said that the problem was last summer that the owners don't know who is in charge. The spokesman for Richard Petty can tell Mr. France is trying hard, but wishes that he would be more visible at races. See, this is a third generation of the France family. He's not out there doing that.
Gotcha.
And so as a result, they don't have any leadership. And the thing is, it's big dollar. I mean, it's big dollar mm-hmm. stuff. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know if you saw last week, but that 23 cars engine yeah. blowed up yeah. in the third turn.
Real good, yeah, as a matter of fact. Yes, hello?
Hey, I think NASCAR just basically overexpanded and kind of left a lot of the regional base behind.
Yeah, you know, I think that's that probably is right because, you know, in North Carolina, they probably had three races going on there, and you could drive to the race. And I'm thinking Kansas is not the population center that they need. You know, they've got a racetrack up in New York that they go to, and I know they go up into New England. But the one I'd like to see is Bristol. You know, that's where they played the football game. Remember
right.
that? Because
yep.
that's just a little bitty track.
Okay.
You know, that track is like a quarter of a mile or something, and that's longer than that. But it's so small as opposed to, for instance, what we used to have at Texas World Speedway, which is a super oval. And
okay.
That was a two and a half mile track, I think.
Oh,
and
wow.
So things are a little bit different when you go to the super speedways. But it'll be interesting to see with Daytona, you know, what happens, because Daytona, I guess, is the home of it. And
yeah.
As far as the most memorable race for folks who are interested in that. But the second caller though, basically may hit it
mm-hmm.
that you got to remember where your roots are. You may not be able to be a national entity all the time,
right?
You know, maybe just be in 10 or 15 states and make a lot of money. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, we'll see what happens. So Magic Johnson is now the president and chief operating officer, yep. or chief basketball operator.
President of operations,
right?
Yeah.
Man, he's come a long way.
Yeah, he has.
Of course, he's part owner of the Dodgers already,
mm-hmm.
and I think he owns the WNBA franchise as well in California.
Okay.
So that's
cool.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Good for him.
Cops in Bavaria caught up with a hit-and-run suspect. You'll never guess what he was driving. Police say a 78-year-old suspect found behind the wheel of a horse-drawn carriage.
Oh,
hello. He's accused of scraping the side of a car, then taking off. A hit and run. Yeah, police tracked him by following
the poop?
Yes, as a matter of fact. And the hoof prints in the dirt. Yeah. Cops say he confessed to everything. He's charged over $2,000. He's charged with making over $2,000 in damage.
Yeah,
hate
horse
when
that
happens.
Trail, yes.
Yeah, the horse gave you away.
Yep.
What can I say? And man in Riverview, Missouri, so sick of the moles that were digging holes in his yard that he did, of course, what you would expect. He poured gas in the holes and then lit them on fire.
Oh.
Yeah. Because of the dry conditions, the fire spread to three other backyards, one front yard, and burned part of a house. The man flagged down neighbors who tried to put the fire out before the fire department got there. One family displaced. Red Cross is helping them out until they can get back.
Oh, wow. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
For moles and people.
Yeah. Aside from
alike.
That, it seemed like it would work just perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah. 828.
Saw it on YouTube.
Go with your money now. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac shares plunged after a federal appeals court denied legal claims by investors who were seeking to stop the U.S. government from seizing the profits of the mortgage giants. The ruling leaves shareholders with limited room to pursue some claims for monetary damages. Fannie shares sank 35%, while Freddie shares tumbled 38%. Automakers are asking the EPA to undo the Obama administration's decision to lock in future fuel economy and emission standards as the companies seek to take advantage of President Trump's pledge to roll back regulations. In letters sent to new EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt, two Washington lobbying groups representing car companies urged the agency to withdraw its final determination that future emission standards remain intact. Crude oil up 62 cents at $54.02 a barrel this morning. On Wall Street, futures are little changed after stocks closed at record highs once again yesterday. The Dow up another 119. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance?
What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Last year, I warned parents about Mattel's Wi-Fi-enabled doll, Hello Barbie. Barbie's privacy concerns were bad enough, but now there's another doll called My Friend Kayla. She's supposedly a little girl's best friend, but in reality, Kayla is a parent's worst nightmare. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. My Friend Kayla is a dangerous toy. The doll's interactive. If a child asks Kayla, for example, what's 12 times 4, the doll will search the internet and quickly return the answer, 48. But the doll also asks for its owner's hometown, parents' names, the child's school, and who knows what else it's hearing and what kind of data it's storing when it's not being played with. The Federal Trade Commission says that My Friend Kayla violates the Child's Online Protection Act. Meanwhile, a German consumer group is telling parents that if My Friend Kayla is in the house, get rid of it. And I agree. Get breaking tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Are you sick and tired of being gouged by your cable company? Sitting on hold, waiting for customer service, and paying insane bills but getting less channels and service? Millions of Americans have found a better way to get their favorite TV channels for a fraction of what they're paying the cable company. The solution? CableGone.com. Most top shows and major sports are available now without expensive cable or satellite. Learn more today at CableGone.com. Cut the cord with CableGone.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It is 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There's been a delay in the opening of one of two new College Station schools in the fall of 2018.
School board members agreed with administrators with two issues regarding CSISD's 10th Elementary School located at Rock Prairie and Holloman South.
There's some infrastructure that needs to be put in that we're working with the developer for the sewage and working with the city because of the two major thoroughfares, and it's just going to take longer to get that stuff completed.
Board President Valerie Yokin says there's also fewer elementary students after children of low-income families left the district. It's after owners of multiple apartment complexes chose to rent units by the bedroom to college students. Still on schedule is the opening of College Station's third middle school, which the board agreed to name Welburn Middle School. School will open 90 years after the Welburn School District became a part of CSISD. Students and staff at College Station's high schools and middle schools could be seeing Brazos County Sheriff's Officers on their campuses next month. It's after the board approved a five-year contract where the district pays all the costs to five school resource officers, their vehicles, and their equipment. The agreement awaits County Commission consideration. And the board approved a $1.6 million contract to create what administrators call flexible learning space at the district's two intermediate schools. The contract also includes at Oakwood new flooring, lockers, and paint, and the original carpet at Cypress Grove will be replaced. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The high-speed passenger train project between Houston and Dallas is the subject of 18 bills filed by five state senators and five state representatives. Three of the proposals were introduced by Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner.
For any property that's taken, if the high-speed rail were to cease operation, that would be restored back to its natural state. Another bill is they could only utilize it for that one specific purpose. And the third bill, that no state money would be utilized for the construction or cost of planning or operation of high-speed rail.
Schwertner's district includes much of the path of the bullet train, including Grimes, Madison, and Leon counties. Nearly 4 years after the opening of Baylor Scott & White's new medical center in College Station comes the addition of a 10,000-square-foot cancer center. Regional President Jason Jennings says the grand opening of the $6 million facility is this afternoon.
We started planning about 18 months ago, and we had a shelled area within our Rock Prairie Clinic adjacent to the hospital. We got input from many of patients, our nurses, our doctors, because we wanted it to be a place of healing, a place of warmth.
Today's reception and open house starts at 4:30. And the award-winning musical Jersey Boys starts its six-show run tonight at Rudder Auditorium. The true story of Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons is about a group of blue-collar boys who became one of the biggest pop music sensations of all time.
It's about drug, sex, rock and roll. You know, it's something that, you know, you don't see on the stage very often.
Corey Giacoma plays Bob Gaudio and says Jersey Boys is a story everyone can relate to. Tickets are still available for performances. Visit mscopus.org. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It is 54 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Since my daughter has been at Athena, I think she has not only learned, but she has learned how to learn.
The tutoring is one-on-one, and they build a relationship. They learn his strengths, his weaknesses, what's the best way to attack his issues, and create a strategy for him.
We reach the children where they are. Then we find ways to work with them. We go above and beyond to make sure that that unique child has just what he or she is needing.
Better grades for your child start at athenatutoring.com.
They had a look, an attitude, and a sound like no other. Sure, they were born in Jersey, but they were made in America.
Jersey Boys, Broadway's Tony Award-winning Best Musical about Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, coming to Rudder Auditorium February 22nd through 26th. Tickets at mscopus.org.
8:37, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Just check some weather. Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT, and Can-Am Spider. You can see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here are the numbers.
High pressure is located directly over the top of the state this morning. Lots of sunshine and a very warm day developing. Temperatures close to 80 this afternoon. Will be clear, mild tonight. It'll be 55 to 60 overnight. Sun 20 WTAW.
All right. Well, I guess that was just a test. It's annoying when you got headphones on. Let's head over to Austin. State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott.
All right.
Good to talk to you.
Stepping out of those appropriations hearings again this morning, are you?
Yes, I am in Article 3, which is the education segment of our appropriations process.
Kind of give us some insight. What have you heard so far? Because that's a big pile of money, that's for sure.
Between Article 3 and Article 2 with his health and human services is probably 70-75% of the budget.
Right. And now, testimony that you're hearing, is it from education professionals? Is it from superintendents? Who are the folks that are you hearing from as far as that's concerned?
We have heard from some of the system folks, and we've heard from LBB primarily. We'll do some digging in on all this in our later hearings where we discuss among ourselves what we have already heard. And it'll be at a later point when we really get into making the numbers.
Sure. LBB, Legislative Budget Board, so people understand that. Have you got some legislation you can share with us?
Yes. We have introduced House Bill 225. This bill is 2225, excuse me, which is kind of an immigration-type bill. It's going to help stop the catch-and-release program on immigration. It gets DHPS to Department of Family and Protective Services to certify immigration and customs facilities that are holding juveniles and families, and that's going to help stop the help to crack down on drug smuggling and human trafficking, I think. And it's an interesting bill. It really is facilities that are already here in the state of Texas that are privately run, but they need to be certified by DHPS, and it requires that to take place. So we're hopeful that this will it won't cost the state anything. It's going to, you know, all be a federal facility, but they are having a little difficulty getting that approval through DHPS.
We were talking to Senator Schwertner yesterday, and Texas Tribune just finished a 4 or 5 part article on human trafficking as it pertains to children that may be in the foster system or within that gap where it's dangerous. And that's a very emotionally charged situation. But I don't remember that this has ever been at the forefront in any previous sessions that they looked at it from a human trafficking standpoint. I'm guessing that means this is really ramped up in Texas?
You know, I think it is. The big element that we in Texas are concerned about is the human trafficking side and the drug side. We leave all the rest of that to the federal government on immigration. So it is a problem, and it's one that we have to work to solve.
John Rainey joining us from Austin, speaking of the federal government and talking to Congressman Flores this morning. Of course, Texas had to spend $800 million out of our budget for border security in the last session. He seemed to indicate today that the federal government will be able to help a little bit, and that number wouldn't be nearly as big in Austin.
Well, that'll be good news for the legislature when we have a period of time that we're short on revenue. So I'm hopeful that he's correct on that.
Now, also yesterday, State Senator Schwertner was part of a group of lawmakers who filed a bill to try to stop high-speed rail that would connect between Dallas and Houston. Of course, that goes through the Brazos Valley and a good part of his district. And while it wouldn't specifically go through your area because you're basically the Bryan College Station city limits, what are your thoughts on high-speed rail now another week down the road?
Well, you know, the funny thing is on that is that both the mayors in Bryan College Station are in favor of that. I have some reservations. My concern primarily is that private group being able to use eminent domain. It's a tough issue. I have had friends tell me, well, we need to move forward on this because of the traffic on the highways between Dallas and Houston. I still have some reservations about it, but I'm listening and trying to learn as much as I can. We'll just have to watch and see how that all develops. And I really need a whole lot more information before I would make a decision on whether to support our high-speed rail or not.
Certainly. Well, mass transit is expensive in any version. Light rail certainly falls within that category.
The problem that I have is that we've tried that up in the Northeast with Amtrak, and it's been costly. We have to subsidize it, and I'm not interested in subsidizing any high-speed rail.
Certainly. State Representative John Rainey joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. See you later.
All right, thank you now. All right, let's turn our attention to the city of Bryan, and Mayor Andrew Nelson joins us this morning. Well, you just heard our conversation that we had with State Representative Rainey and State Senator Schwertner as a group of lawmakers who yesterday introduced legislation that would basically derail high-speed rail. You and I had the conversation a couple weeks ago. In your world, you've used high-speed rail, mostly in Europe, so you basically end up being on a different side of the issue than your state senator.
No, actually not. I believe that the private sector, the way it was communicated to me, is that this is a private sector job. I believe in freedom and free market. So if they want to do it by buying land, they have the right to do that. And if they want to put together, you know, a train and it's all done privately, great. I think the state of Texas is saying, please make sure that that's the case. I mean, that's what, at least what I heard. I haven't looked at every bill. Frankly, I haven't read any of the bills, but from what was reported, it appears as though they just want to not fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick, if you know what I mean, where they say, well, it won't be using state funds, but then the state's left holding the bag. And I support that concern. And as long as they can do it with private funds, you know, more power to them.
You're a business person, and also, as we've discussed before, because you deal in business in Europe, that high-speed rail is important over there. Is it too late for high-speed rail to happen in the United States? Is it just too costly per mile?
I'm not sure. I mean, if you look at how we built rail, you know, in the 19th century and early 20th century, it was done when there was so few people around that it was able to happen. But, you know, Europe is heavily dense. They don't have the same type of laws and property rights, in my opinion, that we have here. And I like the fact that we have more property rights here. So time will tell. But that's the market. I think we should allow them to see if they can succeed or fail. And if they fail, they tried. And if they succeeded, you know, certainly we need more transportation in this area. This is why I've pressed them to try to put that train right here. And, you know, we've got Easterwood Airport, Rellis. I believe Chancellor Sharp would be willing to work with them on that if they would do that. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but certainly it's too far away for us to be able to use it and get to Houston and save any time, especially when we don't have a car. If we have to drive 30 to 40 minutes to the location, you need to get there 15 minutes ahead. You know, the 25 minutes that we'd save going to Houston on a high-speed rail, we've already kind of used more than that, and now we don't have a car. If we put it right here and continued it into the airport, it would be an incredible option. People would do that, and I gave them the idea of building a special cars where you can check into the airport from College Station. Basically, you get in, and you're going to you're basically going to
secure
Houston
area within the airport.
That's right. You can get your luggage, you can do that, and once you come in the train, like many trains in Europe, high-speed train in Paris takes you right into the airport. This could basically, you could be checking in and not only save the 25 minutes on the high speed on your car, but then you don't have to park. You don't you're already basically going through security, and you save the hour that you would normally spend at the airport anyway. Now you're saving a couple hours. Now I bet you everybody in Bryan College Station could get around that.
Well, any transportation, it's a hub and spoke situation. We'd prefer to be the hub rather than have to ride a spoke to get to that hub.
Sure thing.
Let's Marilyn Strada, the city secretary, touched on this a little bit last week as we discussed water. Bryan is in a better situation than a whole lot of cities as far as water in the future and the wells that are out there. And you're going to have to find some more sources, but Bryan has taken an interesting step as far as what they do with water that you have the rights to. Kind of explain that to us.
Well, first of all, before we begin that, just know that Bryan, the wells where I think we're going to talk about aquifer storage and recovery, ASR, before we get into ASR, just know that Bryan already has the ability today to pump from the wells that are going to be used on the ASR, to pump those wells 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and put them in an above-ground storage capability. We want to be smarter about that. You see this out in western states in the U.S. and eastern states, this ASR. And the idea is to eliminate evaporation and to be more efficient and store that water more efficiently so that when you have peak usages or when you have periods of drought, you can access that water more efficiently. And that's what aquifer storage and recovery is. It's basically saying, instead of building a huge above-ground tower or reservoir, let's find a container underground. Now, those containers, every single aquifer is different. Some aquifers are like bathtubs. You pull from one end of the aquifer, and the drain goes down on the other end, even if it's 10 miles away. You have others that are built of sand, where the water moves, you know, 1 foot a year, and you could have it for thousands of years and not move. So you have to look at the aquifer. We're piloting a study right now in Bryan. Our plan is to pull water from our wells that today we already have the right to pump them 24 hours a day, to move them closer to our cooling towers, which is about 5-6 miles away. Our aquifer appears to be based of sand in a way that allows us to put it into brackish water. And without getting too technical, it creates a bubble of fresh water that doesn't move very much. And we're verifying that. That allows us, when during peak summer months, when we can't meet that demand from the existing piping, instead of having to create a massive piping project or create a massive above-ground reservoir or cooler, we can eliminate all the environmental waste of evaporation and save millions and millions of dollars on infrastructure by simply identifying a better location to put it that's closer to where we process the water. So it's a very smart thing to do. There's another one in San Antonio where they're actually moving it from one aquifer to a different aquifer. But there's each ASR project throughout the United States has its, you know, you have to look at the details of it, but it makes a ton of sense. We are required by the state of Texas to have a 50-year plan to show what we're doing with water, to show that we're keeping the water at a certain level. Our plan meets all that. In fact, it is one of the top plans that the state of Texas water authorities want in the state of Texas.
Now, where is it geographically? Where is this aquifer?
It's in the Simsboro unit of the Wilcox Group. That groundwater is pumped today from a well field. Bryan and College Station, Texas A&M, all have their well fields pretty much in very similar area. And again, the wells that we're going to use are wells where we already have the right. That's been established. We have a 24-hour-a-day right to pump it. This is a question about how to best use it.
Do we share that aquifer with anyone else, or is that just the city of Bryan?
Yeah, that aquifer is shared by other people, too. Absolutely.
Now, who owns the land then? I mean, is there a charge for storing there? How does that work?
Well, there's the city of Bryan, College Station, the A&M, they own land. There are other people who own land around it in Robertson County. In fact, the most of the people who are against ASR, as I understand it, are a couple landowners in Robertson County who would love for us to not have a more efficient plan for our taxpayers. If we don't do the ASR, I think the average bill is somewhere $60 to $80 a month in Bryan. You can take that $70 a month bill and triple it if we don't do that ASR. So I think our listeners need to understand, if they want to pay an average here of $200 a month instead of the $70 a month they pay, just you know as a listener what you're paying. Take that number and triple it if we're not going to do this ASR, because we're going to have much more expensive infrastructure to cover that water cost in the future.
But likewise, Andrew Nelson, the mayor of Bryan, joining us. Likewise, there are people who live in Bryan, yet they have property that they are using in agriculture that they may feel like water is not being stolen, but maybe appropriated in ways that they're not able to use it for their business, to be able to use it to grow crops. Are cities taking water away from agrarian society?
Well, certainly there's water out there, and Texas has a complex way in which they allocate water through the management, the associations, the different state of Texas agencies. But ASR has nothing to do with that. ASR is simply about how do we store that water that we already have the right to. So if you want to have a conversation about who gets wells, how that happens, cities, the fact that we're adding 30 million people in Texas over the next 30 years, and what are we going to do with water, those are very important conversations. My responsibility as mayor is to assure that the people in Bryan, and frankly, this issue will help College Station, people in the county, and back to those farmers and ranchers, in peak months when the water is low, they're going to be able to pull from that same reservoir that we have for them. If we don't do this, then we're going to be limited to whatever the pressure we can get out of the existing pipe. So the whole idea here is that we're not trying to benefit a couple landowners. We're trying to benefit everyone, including thousands and thousands of ranchers and farmers who would also draw from that in times of drought. Let me tell you the evaporation waste and compare all of that to the evaporation waste. In the worst year of the drought in 2011 at Lake Travis, when the city of Austin had to pull massive water, and we all saw what happened there, They pulled 166,000 acre feet of water from Lake Travis in the worst year of the drought. In that same year, 220,000 acre feet evaporated because they're storing their water above ground instead of using an ASR. Does that make any sense?
So that's what you're trying to beat.
That's right. This should not be controversial, because instead of wasting 60% of the water you're pumping to just going into the sky, we're going to do this in an ASR. All that extra 60% is going to give farmers, ranchers, and people in the city not only less expensive water, but more plentiful water.
There you go. What else we got going on in the city of Bryan? That's one of the problems that's what elected officials do, is look for vision and future and things that go on. But we've got other stuff that's happening right now that I know folks would like to know about going on
sure,
in the city.
Sure, you bet. We have a youth tour I want to tell people about. It's been brought to my attention that BTU has not received any applications for the youth tour in Washington, D.C., so I want to announce that we're accepting applications through Friday. That's February 24th, this coming Friday. Interested students can submit their essay and complete the application at btutilities.com. So this gives them a free trip to Washington. They're going to go to Smithsonian Museum, Supreme Court, Washington and Lincoln Memorials, many things like that. It's an incredible trip. It's an amazing opportunity. There is a few other things going on if I have time. We have free tutoring for children in the K through 12 offered free of charge at Clara B. Mount's Public Library, 5 to 6:45 p.m. in both English and Spanish. You don't have to register, just show up. Volunteers are there to help the kids. Also, just as a little scary reminder for all of us, you and me included, the Great Texas Warrant Roundup begins Saturday, February 25th. On that day, police officers throughout the state, city marshals, other law enforcement personnel throughout Brazos County are going to begin arresting people without standing warrants. So this is a friendly reminder. If you've received a citation and, Brian, you haven't taken care of it, please go take care of that quickly. And you can find out more information about that at our BrianTX.gov municipal court area or by calling 209-5400.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning. Andrew Nelson, he's the mayor of Brian. We visit the mayors on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.
Not often we get to say happy 150th birthday, but we can to a unique and a treasured downtown Brian church. St. Andrew's Episcopal Church at the corner of 26th and Parker was organized December the 10th, 1867, just a block away at 25th and Parker. It really got its start in Milliken 3 years earlier. It's that first downtown parish, though, that they celebrate this year. 150 years, amazing. They worshiped at 25th and Parker for 46 years before their first service in the current building happened April the 5th, 1914. Okay, full disclosure here. My wife Judy and I are members of St. Andrew's, so maybe I'm biased. But to go to a church in downtown Bryan, in the same building where locals worshipped more than 103 years ago, well, that's special. Matter of fact, that first church service at the current building in 1914 happened just a week before my father was born. According to their website, the church cost just $18,000 to build, and it's built on the highest point in downtown Bryan. St. Andrew's is the oldest church building in Bryan to be in continuous use. I imagine 103 years they've been in that location, 150 in downtown Bryan. When the building was dedicated in 1914, a reporter for the Bryan Eagle then called the interior a jewel box, and that nickname stuck. The beautiful windows are certainly crown jewels in that jewel box. The rumor was that for years, St. Andrew's windows were created by a craftsman at Tiffany's, but turns out not to be true. It was crafted by artisans of the Jacoby Art Glass Company in St. Louis. There's 24 stained glass windows, and I can tell you for sure, they are magnificent. Did I say unique? You know, the church is located next to the railroad tracks, and it's not unusual at all for Reverend Darrell Hay or those before him to have to stop mid-sermon, wait for the train horn to pass just behind the outside of the altar. We're all used to that at St. Andrew's. They've already started their celebration year of a century and a half in downtown Bryan. Just Sunday before last, they dedicated their new carillon, an electronic bell that marks the hour and plays hymns and Christmas music and such for all of downtown Bryan. So happy birthday, 150th, to St. Andrew's Episcopal Church, a real jewel box of downtown Bryan. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Rufino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
Hospice Brazos Valley is the only nonprofit hospice and the only hospice with an inpatient care facility in the area. Hospice Brazos Valley features spacious private rooms to support short-term patient stays, providing a private personal facility to embrace your loved ones. Patients receive 24-hour specialized care delivered by certified healthcare professionals, including active treatment, frequent assessments, and skilled interventions for all aspects of life. Hospice Brazos Valley's inpatient facility. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So now Kim Komando did a report on this today, and in case you didn't hear it, Mom.me reports my friend Kayla, which claims to be a doll you can talk to like a real friend, is unsafe, and the Bluetooth device inside can be easily hacked. This means that Creepers can eavesdrop on your child and can speak to them through Kayla, as a matter of fact. The Vivid Toy Group swears their product is safe and not an espionage device. Their words. German authorities are encouraging parents to destroy the item, while the UK Toy Retailers Association believes there's no special risk or alarm. The deal is, though, as she said, it tries to gather information.
Yeah,
your
it's
parents'
listening.
Name and address, and it's listening. Right. Now, that's a doll. But do you own an Echo?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or even a smartphone,
yeah,
really?
Well, that could well be. The Vizio Smart TV, remember we had that?
It was watching people.
It was looking and gathering information and sending it back to Vizio.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you're not going to just sit down and curl up with a book and not turn on any electronic devices. We know that's not going to happen. But we really do need to be informed that this is the kind of technology that's out there, that it really is two-way communication, if you will.
Yep.
See how that works out. So, in the meantime. All right. Happy Days. Happy Days could be coming back.
Really?
Yep. Netflix project. We don't have all the information yet. Ted McGinley will play a basketball coach in there, but that's about all we know so far.
Wow.
But look for that. All right. We're back tomorrow. WTAW, College Station.